Shortly after Collins announced he was suspending his campaign for re-election to focus on clearing his name, Erie County GOP Chair Nick Langworthy said it was a fresh start for the district, but it requires changing the ballot.
There would have to be a vacancy created, and, you know, we're confident that there will be an opportunity to have Chris Collins' name come off the ballot.
But Erie County Democratic Chair Jeremy Zellner says, given New York's complex election laws, it's a murky situation. And Zellner says any move to change the ballot is a fraud on the system.
Whatever they do is going to have to be done at the State Board of Elections. And I know that there are a number of lawyers who are looking at this situation and are probably going to litigate this. And that's the real shame of the issue, is though the voters of the 27th District signed paperwork to get Chris Collins to be their elected official. And now a judge or a jury or someone else doing paperwork is going to be in charge of that.
Regardless of what happens, Congressman Brian Higgins, a South Buffalo Democrat, says a lot of help is on the way for Nate McMurray from the Democratic National Committee. Higgins says McMurray's been effective as supervisor of Grand Island, a conservative town.
And I think in the end, Republicans and Democrats at the community level want the same thing. It's not ideological, it's commonsensical. And investing in infrastructure, providing immediate relief to people that are getting clobbered with huge health care premiums.
Langworthy says seeing McMurray elected to a seat that's overwhelmingly Republican because of Collins' legal troubles would be, quote, a crime against the wishes of many of the voters. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.